with all the working from home, when I hear Daz, I realize I'm at work. When I hear David, I know I'm in trouble. So if you wouldn't mind calling me Daz, I think I'd prefer that, Peter.
All right, I'll be going Daz then. You were the best man at my very recent wedding. I'm sure you're going to give all the listeners about that. You, in fact, were the provision of that wife because she was your executive assistant. So I appreciate you researching and finding the right woman for me.
Well, can I just take issue with your word provision there? I introduced you, and I think that's a much more accurate phrase for what actually happened. Well, that may be true, but so let me sort of summarize from my point of view. So, you know, I have known you about the same length of time you've known me, I would say. I think I've known you longer than any of your wives. I think that's true, which actually made me reflect on how that could be. And I decided that probably wasn't a fruitful line of inquiry because it took me to some very strange places. I think I was the cause of you going into writing. I'd like to claim credit for that because we, as I recall, we were coming back from a conference in the US and we were playing a game. I think we were bored and we were playing that game, which is let's describe people in one word. And so we had a fun time. We got to each other and you were very generous and you said something like inspiring or, you know, intelligent or loyal. You know, I remember being, you know, very pleased with what you said. And you asked me what the one word I would use to describe you. And I said, unaligned. Yeah. And so you sulked from mid-Atlantic till we got back to Heathrow. And well, actually, you weren't silently sulking. You were saying, unaligned? Is that the best you can do, Daz? But the reason I said that was because you have always been different, Peter. And you know, and I say that positively, I've always liked working with a diverse group of really bright people. And you're different. You're very intelligent. You're very creative. You're great fun to work with. And you bring those skills to bear, which is why I've employed you so many times, because you just add something completely different to the team.
And from Steve Holdridge, a must-listen podcast, equal parts entertainment, creativity, business insights, and practical advice mixed with a healthy dose of silliness, whimsy, and the warmth of exchange that comes from two longtime colleagues who truly do finish each other's sentences.
Did you know that the ego, now an ego is an E-G-O-T in this case.
Egot.
Well, all right then. I think it's pronounced ego, I'm sure. But anyway, is an acronym for the Emmy, Grammy, Oscar and Tony Awards. And it's a designation given to people who've won all four of those awards for television, recording, film and Broadway.
Oh, I like the way you've done that. So this is competition in the media world. Very good. Okay. Where does this take us?
Only 17 legendary artists have ever achieved this four-part honour. But to date, not one of these people have won a soda.
No, I've never heard that acronym before, Peter. What does that mean?
A soda is the annual, starting from today, Squid of Despair Award. Fanfare, soda sounds, all that kind of stuff. A soda. I've decided it's called a soda.
Oh, are we having an award ceremony here now, Peter?
We are having an award ceremony. Oh, that's fantastic. Have you got your DJ on or your tux if you're American?
I haven't, but I can. It will take me a few minutes. I can go and put it on if you need me to. But since you can't see me, it'd be irrelevant.
I'll edit that part in later. Okay. The final soda of 2022 goes to the best Squid of Despair podcaster for 2022. And the winner is, pause for effect, envelope noises, Daz.
Oh, Peter. No, I can't accept that award. I feel, how did you gauge that?
Well, for clarity, Daz, you were joint winner with me.
Well, I think that's great. Peter. I mean, so we both get a badge for taking part.
Yeah, badge for taking part, because this is a very non-competitive podcast.
Yeah, but it's been fun, Peter. I've enjoyed it, and I hope our listeners have enjoyed it too. And what's the future look like for 2023? Are we keeping going with this?
Oh, certainly, yeah. I definitely want to keep going. You know, where else can I get this level of insults recorded and shared with the humanity?
And the book rights, have we managed to get a sponsor yet?
Not yet. I'm still working on that. Give me time. These things, you know, they don't move that quickly.
I feel that we've got enough content now. We just need to find a publisher that we can bamboozle with the quality of it, really.
So on that note, if any publishers happen to be listening to this, we would be more than delighted to write a book.
Yeah, we would. And if any of our listeners would like us to speak on particular topics, please continue to send them in, because we do get feedback, which we enjoy. And obviously, we acknowledge the good ones, and we don't tell you about the bad ones. But, you know, all feedback is good, isn't it, Peter? Because it Absolutely. Makes us better, like it competition.
It does make. And we are available for conferences and events around the world.
Yes, which is how you get to travel to all those fantastic places.
Well, I have to work at it. You just get given in awards. But I think let's not go down that. Let's wrap things up at the end of the year and wish everybody a wonderful, happy festive period, happy holidays, etc. And thank them for listening.
Yeah, likewise. And thank you too, Peter. It's been fun.
You've been listening to an unusual podcast from David Ayling Smith and Peter Taylor. More information can be found at www.squidofdespair.com.